tonight, I too would just like to echo what Pastor Carter was saying and others tonight. Just a word, if I could, just to dads for a moment. As I was sitting there, the Lord reminded me, you know, in the Old Testament, when David, before David was king, King David, he was a young man, and he was in the wilderness. He was in a very hard place. And he was on caring for sheep and trying to do a good job of caring for his sheep and also giving protection to another man's sheep. And that man, Nabal, at one point, just turned on David. And David, at that point, you know, he very much considered himself, you know, we never hear about his father when he's a young man. And he called himself, in terms of Nabal, that he was, you know, your servant and a young man. And he looked to Nabal in a sense that he wanted to honor him. And this older man turned on him. This man whom he would have liked to have considered a father figure turned on him. And you know what he did? When David was unknown and hidden and living in a wilderness, this something grew in his heart, and anger and irrationality. He just wanted revenge. There was so much pain in his heart. So the scripture says that, quite unlike him, but you know, that's what pain and sometimes betrayal and just feeling too alone and so alone does. He mounted on his horse with 400 men, and he was going to get his pound of flesh. He was going to get revenge. And he was going to come against Nabal's household, and he was going to come against, you know, everyone. I guess maybe Nabal represented so much that had hurt him and betrayed him and let him down, so much pain. And he was going to get his revenge. But before he could get there, the Bible talks about Nabal's wife, a woman, Abigail, comes to him, and she pleads with him. And she's a type of the Holy Spirit and fearless, you know, and she stood before 400 pounding horses and kind of stopped the parade. And basically what she said to David, she said, David, forgive. And she said, if you forgive, the Lord will certainly make you a sure house. If you will forgive, he will certainly make you a sure house. And you know what? She began to speak to the king within him. No one knew him as a king, but the Spirit of God came on this woman, and she knew that the plans God had for that young man were so amazing. And God began to speak through her, like the Holy Spirit was speaking to that young man. And was saying, and was beginning to speak to the king within him. Nobody could see it, but she, led by the Spirit, began to speak and said, forgive, forgive, forgive. Because God's intention is to make you a sure house, to make you, because you will fight the Lord's battles, God is going to raise you up. And God is going to restore to you all that has been taken from you. Don't do this thing. And it said, when you become king, you know what is to be happening is that God is going to come, and he is going to slay your enemies, all those angers of rage and bitterness and unforgiveness. God will be faithful to you, and he will slay your enemies. And you have been called and anointed and raised up to be able to be a father to so many. And you know, you might be here tonight and you know what it is. You've never been properly fathered, or there, you know, you have been betrayed by a Nabal in your life, another man, and you've looked to father, and there has been a hole there. No man gave to you, and you're giving from a hole. You're giving from a place where you've never been given to. And even though there's been mistakes and the anger and the frustration has welled up, God is saying to you tonight, forgive and let it all go by the power of the Spirit. God says, I will surely make you, I will give you a house, I will make you an influence. I'm speaking to the king within you. Jesus is within you. He will surely lead you to triumph. He will surely lead you to be a voice. He will surely allow you to be able to be an influence like you could never imagine. And we've heard that tonight, haven't we? We've seen the fruit of men who have just stood in the place God gave them to stand, to father. And tonight, God, that's a promise to every man in this place. There is a king within you if you know Jesus. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you. And he says, I have a sure house and a sure future for you. Forgive. I'll give you the grace to forgive everyone and everything, and you will rise to be the man and the father I fully died to give you that place in this earth for. And just God bless you, because that's a sure word tonight and a sure house for men in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for tonight. Holy Spirit, we thank you. You have spoken so deeply already. Lord, you've just used the young among us, the fathers among us, Lord, just to speak a word of testimony that glorifies you. So tonight, Lord, just keep on speaking. And Holy Spirit, go to the innermost chamber of every heart, whether visitor, Lord, or longtime member of this house. We ask you to have your way, for then we will be mightily blessed. And we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. 2 years ago, I decided that I would try to paint a picture. I don't know why I got this desire, but I went out and I bought materials to paint, and I had no idea what I was doing, so I bought what I thought I needed, including the book, but I didn't read the book. I didn't do any reading, I didn't take any instruction, because when I saw this picture in a book, I went, I think I can do that. So I took the pencils and the paint out, and I drew a picture. I drew what I saw in that book. Well, there, you know, and I said, I can do this. And I tell you, it lives in a drawer. It lives hidden in a place nobody knows where it is. Trust me, it will never see the light of day. It was, I couldn't believe it. I felt like I had something. And when it finally got translated to paper, it was ridiculous. So it's in a drawer. But 2 weeks ago, I was in Ireland. And I signed up for like a 2-hour painting class. Now, given my history, I don't know why, but I just had to go. And it was during this women's conference that actually I was the speaker at. But in between the sessions, they offered this painting class for women. And they had places for 30 women. That meant only a portion could go. But I felt like I had to go. And Haley, my assistant, she went. There were 30 women filled a light-filled room. And it was first come, first serve. And when you went into this room, everything was provided, the canvas and the paints and everything. And it was, I know from experience now my limitations, but I had this secret desire that it was a secret delight of mine. Wouldn't it be great if I could paint this picture and present it to my husband? And I thought, wouldn't that be nice? I'd come home with this painting. And, you know, so we all went in this room and we sat down, and everybody had a white canvas and we were ready to start. And here were the directions. We were all going to paint the same picture. And there was a picture in front of us that the artist, this master artist, had drawn. It was this beautiful picture she had painted. And she said that here's the directions. Here you have the model picture of what I am going to lead you into paint. So before us we had this model picture, perfection. And then what she was going to do is she was going to teach us step by step how to paint a picture. And it was going to be, all we had to do was when she would say, dip your paint in this color and do this, we would all follow her direction. And we were all going to paint the same picture by her direction. And so the first thing we all had to do, every one of us, we had to sit there and we had to paint our canvas blue. So dip our blue paint in white, and our entire canvas was no longer white, it was blue. Then we all got up, went in another room, had a cup of tea, because we had to wait for the canvas to dry. And in Ireland, you have to have everything starts, middle, and end as a cup of tea. So that's what we did. And after our cup of tea, we came in and we all sat before a canvas that looked exactly the same, only this time it was blue. And then we started to paint. And she told us, take your brush and dip it in the white. And we all did, 30 women. And then she said, just begin to flick. And she said, it's important you don't think. You just let it go, you know. That's very hard. When someone tells you not to think, you start thinking immediately. If someone says don't think, you've never thought harder in your whole life for that one moment, trying not to think. But I did have to remember myself, Teresa, you don't know how to paint, so even try not to think as you're painting. But as we did that, I tell you, this next moment is going to be very hard to describe. But I had, and 30 women with me, a moment. Because in the next few moments, in a light-filled room, as women were learning to paint, following the master's instruction, one woman just started singing, and 29 voices followed in, and we started to sing, it is well with my soul. And all of a sudden, harmonies broke out, and we never stopped painting. And we just started to sing, it is well with my soul. And it just rose to a crescendo. It was so beautiful. Not only were we master painters, but now we were like a choir from heaven. And the light streamed in that room. I tell you, something of heaven moved into that room for one moment. And we never stopped painting. And as we sang unto the Lord. And as we painted the white flowers, and she showed us how to clean our brush, and then she told us, you know, that now to dip our brush in the red. And the amazing thing is, red dots under her direction began to look like flowers. And then green dabs began to look like leaves, and violets and yellows and oranges, as we were taught how to clean the brush and mix the colors and dab and just dab and dot. All of a sudden, something began to emerge on that blue canvas. And I started so timid because, you know, I wanted to create a Picasso. This was going to be a gift to someone, thinking all the while. But at the end, you know, I knew this was way beyond me. And as I just began to follow the directions, as the master painter just told us how to do this thing, you know, I ended up at the end, you know, with a great flourish and very free with the white paint. And when it was all over, one master painter had 30 all following the same instructions, and 30 completely different paintings emerged. All originals, all unique, and all bearing the same colors. And they were mixed with an amazing result. And even though we all had a model to follow, and even though we were all following the same instructions, a miracle blossomed right before our eyes as 30 canvases became so unique and so beautiful. And we were all following the same instructions, yet they were all so distinct, yet all so alike. It was truly something to see. And you know, when we sat before that white canvas, I'm thinking about, you know, it's like when all of us here were children before the age of accountability, where there was no sin or stain upon us. We were like small children in our innocence. But then we were called to paint the canvas blue. And I'm thinking this painting of mine is now speaking to me, that all of us, we as it were, stained that canvas. And in staining it blue, we were all alike. All of us had now before us, instead of what was seemed to be such a pure life of a very young child and the innocence of a child, we grow up, don't we? And allowed to paint our canvas, the sin nature that indwells in us, all our lives end up stained with this blue before the master's hand touches it. And we're all stained alike. Like 30 women in that room who once had a white canvas, now we all had a blue canvas. But the master's hand was coming. And I was thinking, as you know, we had no idea, guided by the master, what would be before us. And I'm thinking that when we come to the Lord and we say, oh God, I have a life stained a life that's no longer pure before you. But I offer it to you. And you and I, when we do that, an unseen hand, a crucified hand, comes upon our own. He says, now, dip that pain in white. And it's like an allegory, I think, of the hope that first comes in that moment when, like, heaven comes into the room, which is our heart and our mind. When hope, because you see, God comes to us. That's how we get saved. God comes to us, and in a moment, heaven comes to our heart and our mind and brings hope. You might be sitting here tonight, and you understand what it is to have a stained canvas, the end result being very blue, with a depression and a secret despair. Maybe it's a life you had like mine, where I did the first painting without instruction, without the master's hand on mine. And when I felt like I could do something with painting, only to find out how very inept I was at painting a masterpiece of my own life. And maybe you have your life hidden in a drawer too, not feeling like there's much to look at, or who you really are is hidden away from everybody. You know, sin does cover us over, and who we were really intended to be is hidden. And when Christ comes to us, he asks us to dip our brush, and the first thing that comes is that white of hope, and the next, we were instructed to paint red. And of course, that can only speak about the precious blood of Jesus. And that's how all of us have peace with God, is that the red, the blood of Jesus alone, can make us, bring us to a place of peace with God, where it is through his shed blood, you and I receive forgiveness of sin. And in receiving forgiveness of our sin, and Jesus choosing to blot it all out with white and with red, that blue, so that you can't see it anymore, but all we see is the white of the hope and the red of his blood. Something beautiful starts to emerge in this life we've been given. And I'm thinking about, you know, how other colors, when I used, not knowing what I was doing, but being guided by the master's painter's hand, showing me how something beautiful can emerge on this canvas. So too, when we give our life to Christ and his master's hand comes on ours, he says, I know how to bring forth the colors and those violets of forgiveness and the yellows of peace and the greens of new life, excuse me, and the oranges of joy. I know how to make your life a masterpiece, something so beautiful you never thought you could create, because, you know, we're like me in my first painting attempt. We are not capable of a masterpiece. But the master's hand coming into our life, bringing in the hope and the forgiveness that we get alone through Jesus Christ, and asking him to paint now in our life and make it all the colors that he alone can see what we are intended to be. How everyone in this life, in this room, sorry, has a testimony. But we all paint with the same colors. The colors of red, which is forgiveness. And the colors of white, which is hope. And we use the blues and the violets. You know, all our life has the same testimony that Jesus brought into my life. Hope and forgiveness and peace and new life. All of us painted with those same colors. And yet every life so different, every testimony so gloriously unique and beautiful when our lives are presented to him. And I saw that firsthand in Ireland 2 weeks ago, but I've also seen it in my life firsthand when I and hundreds in this place gave our lives to the master to create a masterpiece with something we could not do. When we offer him that canvas of a stained life and he paints his life upon it and something beautiful comes forth. Well, you know, something though happened after I painted my picture, and shortly after I painted it, I took a good look at it and I became strangely dissatisfied. And I looked around at other people who had painted the same painting. It was, you know, flowers. And I looked around and I really felt that theirs were better. And, you know, I thought they'd use their colors a lot better and drawn better flowers. And I was secretly dissatisfied, but I took it home. And when I presented it to my husband, seriously, he loved it. And I have found that love gives things value. We have value because Jesus loves us. We have value because Jesus loves us. And he took down, you know, he took my, all of a sudden I looked at it with new eyes. You really do love it? Of course, he took down one painting, you know, one of those cheap ones in a gold frame. Took it off the wall, and there he hung my picture. He loves it. And he says, I'm going to put it right here. I can see it every day. And I looked at it with new eyes, and I went, you know, it's not so bad. You know, it's hanging on the wall. It's not hidden in a drawer somewhere. That's what Christ offers us, isn't it? A life we can hang on the wall. A life that we would be proud to show. Not the first life that, you know, gets hidden in a drawer and for very good reason. Because we can't do it. We can't paint that masterpiece that only he can do. When we surrender our life, a stained canvas of a life, he paints his love and forgiveness on and brings forth something so uniquely you, so beautifully you, but we're all painted with the same colors for his glory. And tonight you might be in this place and you know you have that life that you're not proud of. You have a life that you would say is stained. Or tonight you might even, having had the master paint something on your life, you're tempted today to just look around and look to the left and the right and say, I don't have a life like that. I don't have a painting like that. There's the same colors there, but my life isn't as beautiful as that other life. Maybe you did what I did and you looked to the left and the right. Tonight, can I remind you, Jesus' love gives your life value. He painted it uniquely with the colors of his forgiveness and peace and love and joy. And don't let him truly say to you, I esteem what I have done in you, the work I have begun in you. Don't compare yourself. Comparisons are odious. Forever put the comparisons in the drawer and look to me. I love you. And it's got more beauty and worth than you know. And I'm going to hang it on the wall. Let our lives say, Jesus, I'm not going to be ashamed. And I'm going to hang this life you've given me and the colors you've painted on it. I'm going to hang it on a wall for all to see. For tonight, you know he's not begun that painting yet. But you're longing for him to do. And you can give him that stained canvas. And his master's hand will come upon yours. And it truly is, don't think about this. Ask the Lord. Lord, I don't want to reason my way out of this incredible offer of victory and this incredible offer of forgiveness of sin, this incredible offer of my life being painted with the new colors of green, of a new life, and red for forgiveness. That, Lord, you can bring forth a masterpiece in my life because you're the master painter, the creator of heaven and earth. There's never been a greater beauty created than what you and I can see with our hands, except a life that's redeemed. That's even more beautiful. A life he paints, a life he changes, a life that he, for his glory, brings forth something. We saw beautiful paintings tonight in the life of young children and in the life of fathers. And he's no respecter of persons. Tonight, he's saying, I alone can create a masterpiece. That stained canvas the enemy put, and that by our own hand we stained. He said, I can cancel all of it with my other colors, supernatural colors. And I alone can do it. And tonight, if that's what you want to do, I'm going to ask if everyone in this place will stand. We just ask just for a moment. Unless you have to go, we just ask you just to remain silent just for a moment, still. But tonight, if you are in this place and you're saying, I feel the power of God, the love of God, I'm feeling the hope of God. I feel like there's hope here. There's hope here because Jesus is here. And Jesus is offering forgiveness and victory over sin. He is offering peace with God. He will totally triumph over his enemy, the devil, and our flesh the moment we open our heart to him. I tell you the truth. Jesus is complete victor. He's the complete master painter of every canvas ever given to him. And tonight, you may say, Lord God, I want my life to reflect the beauty of the lives I've seen here tonight. I want to present my life that your master hand can come and paint something completely different on my life. Something I could be proud to go home and hang on the wall for all to see my life and the change in me. Only Jesus brings the change. Only Jesus paints the picture. Only Jesus gives us the courage to hang it on the wall. Hallelujah. If that's what you want tonight, if that's what you want tonight, I'm just going to ask you all over this place, you say, Lord Jesus, come into my life and change the picture completely. Do what only you can do and triumph over my sin and triumph over the life I'm living and put color on the stained canvas for your glory. Change it to something beautiful. If that's what you want tonight, new life that only Jesus can bring, through forgiveness of sin that he alone can offer. If you want that new life Jesus offers all over this place, I just ask you to boldly raise your hand. You want Jesus and that life he's offering tonight all over this place. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. Just raise it high. I want new life because it's coming to you. I want that life all over this place. Hallelujah. 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 Whoa. Can I tell you, as surely as I could paint a new kind of picture, he's going to paint a new kind of life on you. He is not a man that he should lie. When you come to Jesus, God, he paints a masterpiece. Be prepared to be astounded what he'll do through your hand by inviting him to do that. And we have a tradition in this place, and you can join us if you want, but what it is, we just ask that people who've raised their hand, asking God to bring them a new life through Jesus, and knowing they need forgiveness of sin, knowing they're offering him a stained canvas, but hearing tonight the Holy Ghost is witnessing, I've come to bring change to you. I've come to paint new colors upon your life, and to make you a masterpiece before I take you home. I tell you the truth, as I painted a new picture, you'll be given a new one too, your life. We ask those that raise their hand and saying, I want that, to come and join us at this altar. When the choir begins to sing, we just ask you to come forward simply to say, God, I'm responding to you. And then the people in this congregation are going to be praying for you. And the Holy Spirit is going to seal the work. He's going to witness in your heart that God has come to you with a new life and new change through his son Jesus. So choir, come and sing. And if you've raised your hand, do not be shy. Do not be ashamed. Respond to the offer of life in Jesus. He will meet you here. And your life is going to become a masterpiece, not a stained canvas, a masterpiece. He's going to hang you on the halls of faith. You come now as he comes. Hallelujah. Just let's sing. I know you're going to share the moment that I had when heaven came into the room. When the presence of God comes into your heart, you will experience something of heaven, something of hope. You can lift up your head. You can lift up your head tonight because God loves you and there is a value placed on you. That only the Holy Spirit will be able, it'll take a whole lifetime to be revealed how much you are loved. It'll take a whole lifetime of the Holy Spirit teaching you. But there's a moment, and heaven comes in, and the Lord says, I accept the gift of a stained canvas. And I've come now to do a masterpiece that only my love and my blood can do for you. And I'll paint my life on yours, and I'll gladly and proudly hang your life on my wall. And you don't know the generations that will be blessed because you've come forward. Because tonight is a moment. Because God is real. Because Jesus died. Because his love is going to be made real in your heart tonight by the Holy Spirit. Love rescues us. And he's not ashamed of you. You can lift up your head when you're loved. God's received the gift of this canvas. And there's a masterpieces all over this place. And I'd just like to ask you just to lift your hand up as a sign of receiving what the Lord has for you tonight. A moment where heaven sweeps in and does what only he can do. Change you and change me. If you'd say, Jesus, I give you my life. Paint your life on me. Thank you that you've accepted me and that you've forgiven me and that you love me. Now make whatever changes you need to paint a masterpiece of my life. And remind me that you love me. You love me. And you are for me. And you're going to do something miraculous in my life because you love me. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. This was a very special night tonight with the tenderness of your Father, God your Father, speaking to you hope and change and a future and a heritage and a house and a legacy. And only he can do it. So receive it. Receive it. He's going to hang you on his hall and wall of masterpieces. See if he won't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.